This is a Sichuan News Update. Once again, the numbers of those living unhoused in Nanaimo remains high, as United Way BC released the latest numbers for the 2025 point-in-time count. Over a 24-hour period on December 3, 2025, 577 people were found to be without stable housing. Along with the high numbers of those living on the streets, Naomi Woodland, Director of Housing Initiatives for United Way BC, says the count reveals the depths of hidden homelessness throughout the city. One key difference, Woodland says, is that this is the first accounting of people living in spaces like an emergency shelter, transitioning home, or a car. In years previously, they were only counting those unsheltered in a public space or an encampment.
And so that piece around people living in vehicles, couch surfing, staying with relatives, you know, they might have somewhere that's got a roof over it, but it's not a permanent, long-term, sustainable place for somebody to stay. And so that's what hidden homelessness is.
The 2025 PIC count found 31% of those surveyed living in a type of homeless shelter, 9% living in a vehicle, and 7% living in transitional housing. The remaining 51% were found living in an encampment or an unsheltered public space. While the count normally happens every 2 years, Woodland explains that as they are funded by the Government of Canada, the government has asked them to run enumeration counts as a way to check in on past year's numbers. An enumeration count works the same way as a regular count, but has a short survey for community members and collects less data from participants. For the first time, they also counted youth, people 24 years old and under, that were identified as unhoused. In the count, they identified 54 homeless youth with hidden or informal arrangements, such as staying at a hotel or motel, as their most common form of shelter. Factoring hidden homelessness and youth into the count, Woodland says was driven by community partners, such as the City of Nanaimo, Sinaimuk First Nations, and other local nonprofit organizations.
And it was actually at the direction of those partners that we started to include these other areas of data that, honestly, most of those operators have known that that's a critical part of our understanding of homelessness locally, but it hasn't quite made it to those official survey points or data points. So it was community driven.
They say this is something they will continue to survey during all future PIC counts. The 2025 numbers of 577 people found unhoused is a decrease from 2024, which found 621 people unhoused. But Woodland says this year's numbers should be taken as a bare minimum for the number of those living unhoused in the city, and that the true scale of homelessness is still very high.
This is a 24-hour period. It depends on who shows up on the day, who we can find, who's willing to kind of participate. And so all of those things are massive variables that makes a point in time count. It's useful as a kind of snapshot. But is it an actual real count of every single person that's experiencing homelessness within a community? Not necessarily.
Woodland says homelessness is a complex social issue. And since the COVID-19 pandemic, they have seen an explosion in the number of people experiencing housing precarity.
And ask anybody that's earning a minimum wage or a low income or even middle income folks, you know, the cost of living and the cost of housing has just gone up exponentially. And the statistics across Canada show that a significant number of families are two or three paychecks away from insecure housing. So I think I would just ask the community of Nanaimo to really consider that this could happen to anybody at any point in time. And I think we'd all want to make sure that there was a really solid safety net to help any of us or our friends and family if we found ourselves in those situations. And we are quite challenged with empathy right now because there are so many things happening in so many corners of the world. But really on our doorstep, there are lots of folks that need support and help, and anything we can do to support our own community is well received.
They say that people tend to look at the overall number of those unhoused. And while the 577 people counted is lower than the previous year, the need of support is not. The next point in time count is set to be conducted later this fall. For Sichuan News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.